The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah, at the beginning of this daf, talks about where on the Mizbeach they spritz the blood of the Karban Chatos. The Mishnah says, Allah Bekeves, the Kohen would go up on the ramp, Ufono the Soivev, he would turn, as he was on the Kevesh, he would turn to the Soivev, this level of the, that went on the side of the Kevesh, about half the height of the Mizbeach, Volo the Keren, Dromis Mizrachis, he would go to the corners of Dromis Mizrachis, then Mizrachis Tvainis, then Tvainis Meravis, then Meravis Dromis. And the rest of the Blasher, the Meshevich, I say, Dromis. So you would go in this direction, at first the corner of Dromis Mizrachis, then Mizrachis Tvainis, then Tvainis Meravis, then Meravis Dromis. Says Rashi, why would he start over here and go this way? Says Rashi, Shabohu Bagei Rishain, this is the side, this is the corner that he bumped into first. Kedekaimelon lekamon, like the Gemara says later on, called Pinoy Shatapani Yehudarachimin. Whichever way you turn, you should turn to the right. So, if you, based on the way the Mizbeach was, if he was going up the ramp, he would turn to the right, and that would be by this corner, he would come to this corner first. And then he would make a sivuv, he would go around the Mizbeach, following this type of akafa, this type of circling of the Mizbeach. So Rashi told us that the reason why the Kohen went this way that the Mishnah listed is because we have a rule called Pinois Sha'at Apoina Shabi Yidarech Yamin, all turns that you turn when it comes to mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit should be towards the right. Says the Chazanish, it's Pashut that this order that we have, that you should go Lechatchila to this corner first and then to that corner, it's not Me'akev. The Eved, if the Kohen went the other way, he would the Karban would be kosher. Because the Issa of Im Avir and Allah Mitzvah is not Ma'akev, but the Eved, this din of Kol Pinashat Aponya Lehu Ele Derech Yemin is only Lechatchila. These halachas are only Lechatchila Dika halachas. Continues the Chazanish. There's a Rambam, that the Rambam says in Psulei HaMikdosh in Perek Beis Halachiches, the way we have the gear, so the Rambam says, Shina matan kronois bechatos nifsa. If he changed where he's supposed to put the matan of the argis and the matonis, the spritzings of the corners of a chatos, it's possible. So it sounds like not like what the Chazanish said, and it sounds like if he did it out of order, it will be possible. So Chazanish says it can't be. It's impossible that the Rambam is saying that it's possible, and therefore he changes the gear, so it must be not kronois, not matonois of the kronois of the corners, but you add in a base and it's supposed to say karbonois. And if shina matan karbonois bechatos, then it's possible. And the Rambam is referring to shina kaidosh, that he put in the dam of the chatos for the, with kavona that it's used for a different carbon, or with kavona that it's for a different owner. And such a thing is possible. That's what the Rambam is talking about. And only then is it possible. B'chol oifen shehu, our Mishnah is teaching us a halacha of kol pinois sh'at apoyne should only be derech yamin, wherever you turn should only be towards the right. We have that Rishonim and afterwards Achrayim and Poiskim took out of this halacha practical halachas. They apply this rule to other places and they learn specifically. They specifically discussed this halacha of chatos. And the biggest case where we have a machloikis is perhaps by Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah there's a famous three-way machloikis and it revolves around how to learn, how to apply our Gemara to other cases. It starts with the Trumas Hadashan. It's brought down in Beis Yosef, and then it's Kipaskin in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, when a person lights Neiros Chanukah, and I believe this is the way the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch write, I think that's actually the most popular custom, that the first night, a person, there's not too much of a question. If a person, and it comes the second night of Chanukah, and the third night of Chanukah, and a person is lighting more than one candle, or a lamp, light, whatever it is, so which one do they light first? Do they light the new one first? Do they light a different one first? Also, where should the new one be? Where should they start on the first night to add another one on the next night? So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you should light on the new candle, and the new candle should be more left. And then it comes out that you're going to light the candle that's most left. And after that, you'll make your way towards the right. You'll light the candle that's most left. Then afterwards, the candle that's right. And then the next one that's right from that, and the next one that's right from that. So in other words, you're going to make your way rightwards. You're going to light more right and more right and more right. You begin with the one most left, and then you make your way to the right. Why? Why do you do it this way? Says the Beis Yosef, because we have a rule called Pinoy Shata Poinah should only be Derech Yamin. Whenever you turn, you should turn towards the right side. And many of these, there's many Rishonim and Achronim that they bring in, that this is, we have our Gemara, that when he does Spritzes it, it should be Derech Yamin. And we have other Gemaras, and this is also why, when we do our kafis with the Hashanis, with Zululiv and Esri Gansukis, we go the Hakafa towards the right side. We walk around going more right. Whenever you dance more to the right. This is all because Kol Pinoy Shata Poinah should only be Derech Yamin. Also, the way many people shake Lulav and Esrig, they go around and make this Yibuv. They start off shaking frontward, and then they go to the right, behind them, and to the left. Again, Kol Pinoy Shata Poinah Le'yuel Ala Derech Yamin should only be the right way. You're going rightward. Mefarshim bring down all these cases. So, Azoy Shteit in Beis Yosef, and it comes from Yishayim, it's really, it's a Marik, it's a Mordechai, it's a Trumas Hadashan. They say that that's how to light the Chanukah menorah. Comes the Levush, and the Taz likes very much the Levush, and the Mishnah Berurah later brings down the different Shitas. But the Levush comes, and he says, L'chayra, the Beis Yosef is making a mistake. He says, look, what does it mean? Kol Pinoy Shata Poinah should only be Derech Yamin. What does it mean when you turn, you should go to the right side? In our case, in our Gemara, when you have that he's going to the right side, he does the right first. The first thing he does, when he comes up the Kevesh, he comes up the ramp, he goes towards the right. He tries to the right. He goes to the right. He doesn't go to his left and then go more rightward. He goes right away to his right. Says the Levush, so to by Chanukah. When you're going to light your menorah, you have five candles in front of you. The first thing you should do is go to the right and then make your way leftward. Just like over here. And also, that's what people are doing by our Kafis of Hashanis. That's the way people dance. So the Vosh always Kol Pinoy Shata Poinah Yudel Yamin means you should take the right one and do the right one first. And therefore, the Levush says that the proper way is to start by the most right candle and then light the one left of it and left of it and left of it. Says the Levush one more raya. Says the Levush, we all know that the way Lashna Kodesh words are written and the way all other languages are written are different. Hebrew Lashna, more important, Lashna Kodesh. The way it's all written is right to left. Every other language is written left to right. Why is it that Lashon HaKodesh is right to left? It's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. We have a rule called Pinoy Shatapoyna Lihu Eladerech Yemin. Whenever you turn, you should go rightward. So you start by the right margin, and then you do more left, more left, more left. So you see, called Pinoy Shatapoyna Lihu Eladerech Yemin. When you turn, you're supposed to go rightward. You see, you start by the right, and then you do the one left afterwards. So you see from the way we write the Sefer Torah, not like the Beis Yosef. Azoy Tain is the Levosh. So on this Taina, from writing a Sefer Torah seems to be a very, very strong Taina. You see very clearly that when you have an order of things facing you, you're going to start with the one most right. And that's considered called Pinashat Apoinu Alihu Aladarach Yemin. The comparison of the Mizbeach to the way you light Menorah, it's perhaps hard to apply one to the other. One is a Sibuv. Going around on the Mizbeach, you're going around. So then your whole body turns. It's very different than when you're facing a whole row of things. And you start with the one most right, and you do the one left afterwards, or you start with the one most left, and you do the right ones afterwards. But the way we write a Sefer Torah, that's l'chayra, very clear raya, that's the same way, the position of the menorah is the same type of position, like the way we're writing oisiyos when we write a Sefer Torah. So there's a Sefer printed on the side of the Levush, it's called Malbusha Yomtiv, and he says three answers to this kasha of the Levosh. And he says, first of all, you're right, the Levosh, that when the whole sequence of words and the sequence of letters within words go from the right to the left. However, if you know how a Sofer writes each letter, it's the opposite. Each letter individually, the way the Sofer writes the letters, he starts with the left side and he works his way to the right. So, in writing a Sefer Torah, in fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he's actually doing left and then to right, because that's considered, going rightward is considered called Pinashat Apayin Elihu Aliderech Yemin. So even though if you look at the whole picture, once it's finalized, it's right to left, but really in each ois individually, it's left to right. And then he says another two answers. He says that he says this in Hilchos Hashanis. He says you can't learn. The Levush disagrees with others both pertaining to how to shake the lulav and also how to light the menorah. So he says, the Malbusha Yomtiv, you can't learn from the way we write Sefer Torah to the way you shake by Hashanis. Perhaps the whole halacha of Kol Pinashat Apoinu Lihu Aladerech Yemin only applies to when you're making a Sibuv, when you're going around with your whole body, when you're staying stationary, when your body is staying stationary and you're performing something in front of you. Perhaps on that we don't say at all the whole rule of Kol Pinashat Apoinu Lihu Aladerech Yemin. So this would explain how you can't compare Hashanis and shaking lulav to the writing of Sefer Torah. But this would not answer how you can't learn lighting of the menorah from writing a Sefer Torah. Then he says a third answer. He says you can't bring a raya from the way we write a Sefer Torah. Because Chazal say, he says, Omru Chachmei HaEmes, I'm not sure exactly who that is, he says, "Ksav lemala b'derach tashrak." Really, the way things are written in Shemayim is really that the Aleph Beis is really the other way around. The order of the Aleph Beis, we start the order of the Aleph Beis, the Lashon HaKodesh alphabet, we start with Aleph first, Beis second, Gimel third, and so on and so forth. But in Shemayim, it's really the other way around. In Shemayim, it's really Tav, then Shin, then Resh, and so on and so forth. And so he says, just like the whole order of Oisiyos, which one comes first, the sequential order of the alphabet, it's opposite in Shemayim, so too, the way it's written in Shemayim is really the other way around. In Shemayim, it's left, our left to right, which is because that's considered Kalpina Shatapani Liyala Derechimin. You can't learn from writing a Sefer Torah because the Sefer Torah is very different. Our writing of Sefer Torah is only a reflection of Shemayim. Reflection, things turn around. And therefore, Fakert, really in Shemayim, they're starting on the left side, working their way right, because that's considered Kalpina Shatapani Liyala Derechimin. There's a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, he says, a little bit on the same lines, he also says an answer. He says why you can't learn from writing a Sefer Torah. And he says that the halachas of writing a Sefer Torah, that's halacha l'malishim yisina. You don't know for sure that the reason why we're going from right to left in writing Lashon HaKodesh is because of Kalpina Shatapon Elihu L'Derachimin. You can't ask from there when you don't know what the reason is. There it's a halacha l'malishim yisina, and therefore you can't compare that to everything else. And therefore he says the raya of the levush is not a raya. Be that as it may, there are shittas that say this way in Ha'adalai Chanek Menor, there are shittas that say the other way, and then there's an opinion of the Vilna Goin, that everything that was the most important is the one that's the tefach, the one that's closest to the door. He has a whole nother opinion, a third opinion, and l'maisa, everyone should hold tight onto their minug, because each minig has its good sources, and we don't have a raya brura. Today, in our generation, I don't think any of us could say we have a raya brura to disprove any of the opinions. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, everyone should stick and follow to the minig that their fathers and generations before them did it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultation, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.